I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 6th. Delays are expected along Newport Avenue in Quincy between West Squantum Street and Wilson Avenue all this week for the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. National Grid says that workers will be excavating and that there will be some lane reductions. Randolph police are still searching for a suspect in connection with a double shooting outside the Mojito nightclub Monday night that left one man dead and another hospitalized. 29-year-old Ivanildo Cabral from Worcester was shot and killed, and a second victim suffered serious injuries. Police say the shooting occurred in the parking lot after words were exchanged between two groups. 50-year-old Cornell Bell has been found guilty in the stabbing death of 33-year-old Michelle Clark in Weymouth 5 years ago. A jury returned the verdict last Friday. Bell had fled to Florida after the killing. The MBTA says the new Red and Orange Line subway cars are back in service after being pulled when an Orange Line car had a battery malfunction. The T says the cause of the problem has been isolated and corrected. Reminder, there's a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy all this week due to the 4th of July holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, July 6th.